This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Let's get to it. Here's everything we have. We're going to talk about a couple planes colliding in Boston. That's not good. The race card being pulled out against slavery. That's always fun. Some emails. There's a lot to get to tonight. Janet Yellen on the economy. You know what? We're actually going to begin there. Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, he was interrogating Janet Yellen today on the economy. And I try to not spend too much time on the debt in the economy because I know it's just not a hot issue for people. But I try to drive the point home. That's why your life is more expensive now. That's why I'm looking at a headline here. Record number of Americans can't afford rent payments. Credit card debt in the trillions. Savings being drained. You're watching your standard of living disappear because of Washington spending and printing. It matters. Every single time they pass a bill, oh, another $50 billion here, $100 billion there. It makes you poorer. It reduces your standard of living. Listen to this back and forth with Kennedy and Janet Yellen from
today.
Here's
what Jay Powell just said on February 4th. He said, so the prices of some things will decline, others will go up, but we don't expect to see a decline in the overall price level. That doesn't tend to happen in economies, except in very negative circumstances.
He's talking about a recession. It'll take a recession to get these prices down.
Well, we don't have to get the prices down because wages are going up, and a metric that is worth knowing is that the median American house worker
You don't think we need to get these prices down? You think it's okay that bacon's up 20% under President Biden? Gas is up 44%. New cars and trucks are up 20% because people can't afford it. That's used cars because people can't afford a new car. So you don't think we need to get these prices?
Wages are also up, and wages are up.
They're not up 24%.
They're not even pretending like they intend to return us to the standard of living we had just a few years ago. Like this is why you've heard me yell and scream and rant and rave on the radio 1,000 times about COVID, about the lockdowns. The very idea that you should stop your economy and just start printing money by the trillion. It's so insane. It was always insane. And you remember, you longtime listeners of the show, you remember that I was screaming about how this would alter us forever. And it did. Let's talk about the FAA. So the FAA, this is courtesy of Matt Walsh. I want to make sure he gets credit for it. It's his reporting. Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire broke this story. He got a recording of the FAA meeting, you know, kind of an important organization dealing with air safety. Well, you should know they are all over the important issues at the FAA.
But we're also looking at really a need across the agency to recruit and retain a diverse population of folks.
Your whole program is very heavily male-dominated. It just is. And really, it is white male-dominated. Let's just say what it is. That is today what it is. And then let's talk about what could the future look like if we really had this program that was representative of the whole country, right?
We got way too many of these whiteys in the cockpit. Way too many white men. Ew. Breaking. JetBlue planes collide on the tarmac at Logan Airport in Boston. Do you have any idea how difficult it is to have planes run into each other on the tarmac? It's not as if it's you and me sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic and the guy behind us is texting. They ran into each other on the tarmac. Do I need to remind you about the United plane that landed and essentially got totaled because the diversity hire pilot didn't know how to land? The all-female flight crew, I think this was Air Force, maybe Navy, they just flat out drove their plane right off the end of the runway and into the friggin' ocean. Enjoy your future flights out there. Enjoy the future flights. Let's get to some email. Dear future Burger King contest winner, if your son that's on the swim team had the pet goldfish Buttery, maybe that's where he developed his swimming skills. It actually is the same son. That's Luke. He said, what's your main beef with Lankford? I can't remember if there was a personal history that you mentioned or if it's just because he's a typical rhino. Okay, I can say his name or her name. His name is Casey. One of my main beefs with Lankford is this. Well, before we get to Lankford, the communist is so good at something in this country, so good at something, setting the narrative, setting the tone. That's a great way. I'll tell you, let's pause on all that. This is going to come back to Lankford. Just stay with me. When my wife and I were getting ready to get married in Arizona, we were going to a church, Calvary Chapel Church there, and they, before they would marry us, they required premarital counseling. Chris, you had to do this for your synagogue too, didn't you, if I remember right? Did you not? There was no Jewish thing or something? Whatever. I mean, what? Oh, okay. Either way, yes, it's a very common thing. But we had to do pre-marriage counseling. And all it was we would go sit down with one of the pastors and his wife, and they would just talk about things. And maybe the best thing I ever took from that, for life in general, is how important setting the tone is. It's everything. It shouldn't be, really, when you think about it, but it's everything. What do I mean by setting the tone? When I get off the radio tonight, when I get done doing TV, remember, I have a TV show every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time on the First TV. When I get all done with all this, being a world-famous celebrity, I'm going to call my wife on the way home. I haven't talked to her in hours. I won't have talked to her in hours. I've been working. The first time she hears my voice, if I say, oh, this day freaking sucked. Chris screwed up and everything sucked. And Joe Biden screwed everything. Gosh, it's freaking awful. Anyway, how are you? That is going to affect and probably taint the rest of her night. She has not heard from me all day. She hears from me and I'm just complaining. And look, vice versa. We've had this talk too. When I walk in the door, I don't want to hear, oh, it was a horrible day around here. The friggin' boys broke the couch and the bills are overdue. And that. If you get that first thing, it sets the tone and taints the rest of the evening. If she did that to me, which she doesn't, but if she did, it would put me in a bad mood the rest of the night. I'd just be in a crappy mood. Setting the tone in life matters, in business, in life. When it comes to political issues, and along that same vein, whenever there's a story of any kind that comes out, in this case, we'll make it about St. George Floyd. Chris, grab that Lankford cut about the military bases. But about the George Floyd thing. Boom, there's this big story. A big story hits. And everyone's watching it. Everyone's looking at the video. It's getting bad. What's going to happen immediately is the communist, because he doesn't have feelings, really. He doesn't have any morality that you would recognize. everything is just an opportunity for him. So he'll see, okay, he got some sweaty looking black dude. He's laying there. He's calling for his mommy. The cops are on him. It looks bad. The communist sees an opportunity. And boom, he launches into it. He launches into the America's evil, America's racist, everything sucks, and racism, Black Lives Matter, all that commie garbage. Immediately, he saw an opportunity to do many things. One of the main things he saw an opportunity to do was destroy our history as a nation. As you both know by now, we've gone over it several times, that's what communists do when they conquer a country. They tear down the statues, they rename the streets, they rip down the churches or the temples or whatever it is. They destroy your history. Everything is removed so they can build your future. They obviously saw the death of George Floyd as being an opportunity to do that. So immediately, statue of Robert E. Lee comes down, Christopher Columbus, Thomas Jefferson, that they immediately began tearing through our history in horrific ways we still have not recovered from. They destroyed Thomas Jefferson's home, which is still a place you can go visit now. You go visit it, all you'll see is about how many slaves he had and stuff like that. They just destroyed our history. While they were in the middle of setting that narrative, the only chance we have at stopping them from setting that narrative is to run a counter narrative and not waver from it. We must lock shields and run a counter narrative. We must stick together. We cannot, while they're doing that, give them even an inch or we are finished. James Lankford went on TV and did this.
Now, this week, we've seen leading voices like General David Petraeus saying it's time to stop having military bases named after Confederate generals like Braxton Bragg. Is it time?
I do, actually. I think the right way to be able to do this is to be able to have a study, to be able to look at where the name come from, what do we need to have to be able to take a serious look at it, and then to be able to transition. There are lots of great leaders.
We got it. Look, is James Lankford a demon? No, he's not. He's weak and he's stupid. Now, I don't hate him for that. There are a lot of weak, stupid men. But he can't be a senator anymore. We can't afford weakness and stupidity in the face of communist aggression. We have to be smarter and we have to be stronger. And he's simply not ready. And so I'm going to end his political career if I can. In whatever small way I can, I am. There it is. Here's something for you. You just heard what Janet Yellen said about the economy. You remember what I said earlier about our debt situation. You remember what I said when I talked to Clay Martin earlier about vital systems in this country and how vulnerable they are. Do you have non-perishable food? How much of it do you have? You know, when I tell you about My Patriot Supply, I want you to understand something. Millions of people have already been helped by My Patriot Supply. You don't know when you're going to need it. You pray you never will, but get some emergency food in your hands in case the grocery store lights go out. Right now they have, this is the first time I've ever seen this, they have a one-year emergency food kit, $700 off right now. You have to, if you want that deal, you have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. A year of non-perishable food, $700 off. Go take advantage of that. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. That's free. Don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. You hear this guy, Juan Menendez, or Juan Mendez, I guess his name, not Menendez, that probably gives bad mental images. Anyway, he's a state senator in Arizona. I don't know about you. I'm just not quite sure we can come together with these people.
Today, members, I want to introduce you to members. We are graced with the presence of ministers and members of the Satanic Temple of Arizona. Please stand today. They're at the Capitol today to fight for the rights of their more than 12,000 members of their denomination and the rights of free speech and free exercise of all Arizonans. The temple practices non-theistic Satanism, divorced from superstition, without any belief in gods or devils. They practice the religious the religious values of compassion, justice, bodily autonomy.
Yeah. So that's all going well. Anyway, did you hear Sonny Austin on The View? Had quite the reveal today. Whoopsie.
And I finally decided to do it because I thought it'd be helpful for my children. But what I found out was that my mother's family, while they are Puerto Rican, they actually originate from Spain. And the reason that they moved to Puerto Rico is because the slave trade had been sort of canceled in Spain and then Curacao, and then they moved all of their slaves to Puerto Rico. And so the family business, I have been told that they were printers and journalists, but they were in fact enslavers. And my mother...
Ouch. That has to be difficult for somebody who's made their living on that. Remember something, slavery is despicable. It is also the entire history of the world. Remember something, millions and millions and millions of illegals are pouring into this country, and many of them are our modern day slaves. They are here slaves to the cartels. They are living a life of hell here, as slaves oftentimes do. Slavery has really never ended. Thankfully, we ended the chattel slavery back in the day, but slavery has never ended. It has always been with us. It is man's nature to dominate and own other men. That's just kind of how that always goes. It goes that way every time. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, I stopped listening for a year due to your constant bashing of the U.S. Air Force, i.e. calling it the LGBTQ USA. I am back, and I appreciate your reduced U.S. Air Force insults. I know you don't care if I'm offended. I wasn't offended, but I felt betrayed that a fellow vet would insult another vet so frequently. He said his name is Captain Chris from Ohio. No, I understand. I understand. Honestly, Chris, from the bottom of my heart to all of our Air Force listeners out there.
Why are you gay?
Dear Bean Pole Bandito, yesterday a man in my neighborhood wielded two machetes and killed a man at a gas station and then terrorized people in the nearby Albertsons grocery store. Finally, he was killed by police. As of today, suspiciously, there's no name or picture of the criminal, yet they're asking for information. I wonder why. She says not to use her name. Well, look, we all know why. The truth is that journalists in the United States of America are despicable communists, and they view themselves as part of their despicable domestic communism, cultural Marxism. They almost all, even the white ones, and they're mostly white, they hate white people, and they view themselves as being the protectorate of anybody who is non-white. Remember that story we did and then or talked about in the New York Post a little while ago? There was a UPS driver who murdered a couple people on the job, and the New York Post ran an article, and the headline was, you know, UPS driver murders a couple people. And instead of using a picture of the driver who they had caught, they had a mugshot, they knew his name, they knew his picture, he was a black dude. Instead, they used a stock photo of a UPS truck with a white guy in the driver's seat. These people do this stuff on purpose. They will sit down and do up a story on UPS murdering somebody. And if it's a gay dude, they'll cover it up. If it's a black dude, they'll cover it up. If it's anybody other than a white male, they will make conscious decisions to run cover for people. Look, listen, the FBI does this. Did you know the FBI has started lumping Hispanics in with white people for crime statistics? This stuff is everywhere in our country. It's really, really, really gross. Look, these people are nuts, man. These people are cultural Marxists, and they're nuts. They never stop. All right. Now, let's talk about money. Not your money or my money. Money in politics. You know how I've been warning about a couple things when it comes to our money situation for 2024? Well, a little bit of a sobering article today from the Daily Caller. We'll get to more emails and so much more still to come. Don't forget also, MyPillow's New Year sale doesn't last all year, sadly. You know, they'll always have these specific sales on this item or that item. I don't think I've ever seen them do the, hey, everything's on sale thing, but that's what they do right now. And free shipping. Mattresses and mattress toppers, free shipping, that's unheard of. MyPillow 2.0s, flannel sheets, which, you know, I think about. The MyPillow 2.0s are 50% off. Towel sets. Now's the time to stock up on all this stuff. Towels, sheets, pillows, mattresses, mattress toppers. As long as everything's on sale, go buy American, baby. Put your money where your morals are, too, with a company that loves us. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 1-800-845-0544. Chris, do you have to dial the 1 anymore? I feel like I threw that in from an older time, that you don't have to dial the 1 anymore. What, Chris? You think I do? You think people do? Well, whatever. 800-845-0544. Call them and buy some stuff. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll get to the money thing in a moment. I want to just talk once again really quickly about this special counsel reveal today of Joe Biden. We talked about it earlier, but it is so staggering. It's not that it's surprising. You knew Joe Biden was not doing well, but they had to write it down. It's part of the special counsel report. Joe Biden didn't remember when he was vice president. Joe Biden didn't remember, and it says, according to the report, he didn't even come close to remembering the year his son died. You would remember an event like that. That would be written on your heart forever. Joe Biden doesn't know the year. He is the commander in chief. Taiwan just won their election. That means China is coming. When they come, I don't know. I have been told repeatedly that it will be this year because they don't want to risk it being Joe Biden. They don't want to risk losing Joe Biden. But if, God forbid, this happens, if, God forbid, a conflict of some kind, please not a war, but a conflict of some kind breaks out with China, Joe Biden is the commander in chief. He sits in that around that conference table that you've seen in the movies 1,000 times with his generals and admirals, and he is instrumental in coming up with a plan for combat, approving this, disproving that. We won't do this. We won't do that. I hate FDR, right? Let's be clear about something. I despise FDR. But FDR was knee-deep involved in World War II and had to be. Just the politicking part of it. FDR is constantly, if you read the history of it, he's got to fly over here and have a meeting with these guys, and they have to come up with a plan, and then they've got to fly here, and he's got to meet with these heads of state and come up with a plan, and then he has to fly back, and he has to deal with his generals and admirals who are always fighting each other and competing with this, and he has to make a decision here. No, you will do this. No, you shut up. Yes, I'll give this to you. The president of the United States of America is really important. Now, I want you to sit back and listen to this clip from CNN. Sit back after what I just said and listen. It's a little long. I'll probably let it go. Listen to this.
But I think there is also a potentially very damaging political headline that we really need to take a beat to talk about as well. And that is, simply put, that the president is an elderly man with a bad memory. If you look through the report, and I'm just still going through every page of this, but if you go through it, there is a detailed explanation here for why the special counsel's office decided not to bring criminal charges against the president. And at various junctures, the report mentions the president's memory and memory issues being a factor. For example, it says the president's memory was significantly limited, both during his recorded interviews with the ghostwriter that Evan was talking about in 2017, and in his interview with our office in 2023. It also makes a reference at another point in the report, Mr. Biden's limited precision and recall during his interviews, again, with the ghostwriter and with the special counsel's office. It also talks about how President Biden could present himself to a jury as a, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Now, I don't have to tell you that these headlines sort of write themselves as far as sort of the opposition and critics and Republicans are concerned. This has been an area of targeting by Republicans and the president's critics for a while now. You know, even this week,
we got it. We're not going to bring charges, in part because the jury would view this old, fading man as being a sympathetic figure. It's essentially what they said. Look, there's nothing in the world wrong with growing old. It's going to happen to all of us. Lord willing, I grow old, right? And your body doesn't last, and oftentimes your mind does not last at all. And I've watched several people in my life go through this. It happens. Right? It's part of life, one of those ugly parts of life, but it's part of life. So that in and of itself is not the end of the world, but when you are the commander in chief, we can't have this. And honestly, let's set aside elections. Let's set aside politics, Trump, and everything. Let's just set all this stuff aside. Joe Biden needs to step down now. It's not that we need to wait for an election to happen. Kamala Harris needs to be president of the United States of America. And believe me, saying those words makes me physically ill. Because I know how horrible she is. I know there's not. Look, don't yell at me. I get it. I know that she's an idiot and doesn't know things and horrible and soulless. And I understand all these things about Dome. But in the very least, she is a functional adult. We have to have a functional adult here. We have to have an adult who can make decisions. Joe Biden doesn't remember being vice president? Whew. Just think about that. Even Corinne Diversity Hire, even her excuses are sounding lamer by the day.
What do you say then to Americans who have that concern and they see three times in just a couple days the president getting the name of a leader wrong and referencing somebody who is deceased?
So look, again, as you just stated in your question to me, I just laid out other leaders in their community or elected officials who have done the same. So it is not uncommon.
Remember when that congresswoman died tragically in a car accident? This was only about a year ago. I don't remember exactly when. It was only about a year ago. And her first name was Jackie. And Joe Biden went to go give a speech in her district. And she had just died like 2 months prior. We played the audio for you on the show. I'm sure Chris is probably digging it up right now. And remember when Joe Biden got up? Remember, this woman is freshly dead. It was headline news. Just died in a car accident. And the president got up and said this.
Including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
Jackie was dead. Man, where are we here? What it's not, and again, it's not as if you're stunned or I'm stunned that the president is bad, but this is really, really bad. Okay, that was in September of 22, Chris said. That was 2 years ago. Diversity Harry went on today.
How would you describe the president's overall health?
His overall health?
Yes.
I mean, that is, I mean, you see him for yourself, just like I see him for myself. I am not a medical doctor, cannot comment on his overall health, obviously.
Ow. All right, let's move off it. It's sobering to think about, though, isn't it? I think it is. You know what else is sobering? Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What, Chris? And people need to get their questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's sobering. It's also sobering to know that the Republican National Committee has raised significantly less money than the Democrat National Committee did. This was last year. Republicans financially are lagging behind in states like Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. That's not good. Those are all the swing states that matter, or at least most of the swing states that matter. As I've said, blocking and tackling is not the sexy part of politics. No one wants to talk about money raised and ballot harvesting and get out the vote efforts. We all love to focus on big things, right? Wow, the illegal immigration thing's going to end it. These blocking and tackling things matter a lot, and we're falling behind. All right, let's get to headlines I didn't get to. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and then we're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow to do Friday's show, and that'll, of course, be a blast. Now, let's get to just a couple quick things that I haven't had a chance to get to yet. Did you hear this mayor of Dalton, Illinois? Tiffany Haynard is her name. Honestly, these people, this whole excuse thing, play the victim thing, it's ingrained in them. I swear it's woven into their DNA at this point in time. No matter what they get caught doing, it's always this.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman.
You should know, I'll let her keep going here in a second, but she's been accused of embezzling the town funds. She took the town's money and spent it on herself. And this was her defense.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Dalton's difficulties got worse in recent weeks with water main breaks. Hanyard blames on trust.
What a surprise for her. Black people also don't want their town funds embezzled.
The budget cuts. Then four people were shot and injured last week, leaving nerves frayed and Henyard's opponents pointing out her sizable security detail.
Y'all forget I am the leader. They want to hear from the mayor. If y'all ain't learned that yet. The mayor, not the trustees.
I can't believe that woman's a mayor. All right, let me get to a couple emails before I get to headlines I didn't get to. Oh, you know what? I'll do this one more time. Kennedy and Janet Yellen. The Treasury Secretary has now gone on record several times saying that prices are never coming back down again. Gosh, that's sobering, isn't it?
Here's what Jay Powell just said on February 4th. He said, so the prices of some things will decline, others will go up, but we don't expect to see a decline in the overall price level. That doesn't tend to happen in economies except in very negative circumstances.
He's talking about a recession. It'll take a recession to get these prices down.
Well, we don't have to get the prices down because wages are going up, and a metric that is worth knowing is that the median American house worker
but let me stop you because I'm going to get cut off. You don't think we need to get these prices down? You think it's okay that bacon's up 20% under President Biden? Gas is up 44%. New cars and trucks are up 20%.
They're not even pretending that our dollar will go back to being worth what it was. Do you have gold yet? Or silver? Something. I know. Let me be clear. I'm not talking about you buying up a massive bank vault and filling it up with gold bars. Do you have some gold coins or silver coins? I don't care what kind. Do you have it in your retirement account yet? Did you know that you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals? How are you going to get any of that? What? Call Oxford Gold Group. Or go to their website, oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. Or call them, 833-995-GOLD. Oxford will handle getting it in your physical possession. No, they're not gold bars. They'll get it in your retirement. But these people, they're not even pretending anymore. They've totally dropped that. It's not very copacetic, Chris. What, Chris? I told you I was going to use it. Anyway, 833-995-GOLD. Some emails. Jesse, 1,000,000% agree about songs that are too long. Always leave them wanting more means more of my life back, especially not being able to escape a drum solo. Who in the history of humans wants to hear a drum solo? Okay, I've got to say something here. This is going to hurt for a lot of people, I'm sure. Nobody likes your drum solo. It's not impressive. It's not awesome. It's not enjoyable to listen to. And I like the drums. I'm not anti-drum. But nobody, when you're beating on the drums, I'll flip my sticks around, and you're beating on the drums, nobody is impressed. Nobody is. No one's enjoying it, even if they are a little bit impressed, but nobody's enjoying it. You're on drugs, so you think people are enjoying it, but they're not enjoying it. I wanted to get that home. Dear Texas man Jesse, would it be better to move to a very red county in western New York State or to Galveston, Texas? Oh, get to Galveston, Texas. Listen, know how we talk about we need a level of state power? You want to secure the highest level of state power humanly possible. Ideally, we would have a federal government that wasn't hostile to us. That would be ideal. Okay, so we can't get that. What's the next level down? The next level down is your state. If you can't get there, then you need to get to a county, a red county in a blue state. But you want the highest level of state power possible. Remember that little square off Texas just had with the federal government? And then a bunch of red states joined in and it all kind of went away. Why did it all kind of go away? Well, it all went away because immediately there was so much power staring down the federal government that they thought better of it and backed away. That is important for us, all right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Ford announces billions of dollars in losses on electric vehicle range. Worse than expected. I think this is hilarious. I love it when these big corporations kneel before the communist scum of this country and get wiped out. I think it's fantastic. I hope it keeps happening. White House says ICE will reduce deportations and detention capacity if Republicans don't pass the border bill. We are now at a place as a nation where the people who run the country will threaten to release more illegals into our society if we don't pass bills on their behalf. Golly, that's pretty sobering. For the first time in two decades, the U.S. buys more from Mexico than China. I like that. I like Mexico. I hate China. Air Force resorts to recruiting retirees due to critical manning shortages. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough pilots. Did you know? I talked to someone on this. This was a bit of a sobering thing. They used to have all these pilot classes, and it was really hard to pass. Most people didn't pass. Now they routinely have pilot classes where everybody passes because the manpower shortage is so bad. Again, people don't understand the painted rust that is the military right now. We have got to get that fixed. Rachel Levine under fire after HHS offers single study to back claims that child sex changes are necessary health care. Sometimes I forget that we have a United States admiral that's a dude pretending to be a woman, and he renamed himself Rachel. Man, if that isn't just, man, where we are. Here's where you are. You have an email account. Don't lie. I know you do. Everyone does. Send me an email with not a speech, no speeches, with an Ask Dr. Jesse question in it for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I don't care what it is, but send it in. We will spend 3 hours having a blast tomorrow. Now, let's go sit down and just brood on the fact that the president doesn't know where he is. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.